Well, welcome to Step Into the Story minicast. Recently, I got to sit down and interview a friend of mine, Jesse DeYoung, executive pastor at a large church out in the Denver area. We've been friends for a long time. He used to have time in his schedule to teach a bunch for Walk Through the Bible. We got into a topic that was so fascinating and so moving. I just want you to hear that little bit of our conversation, and I'm confident when you hear that part of our conversation, you're going to want to listen to the entire podcast. So check out what Jesse had to share with us, will you? So many parents dread the years of parenting that you're in now. And, you know, kids have to become independent. I mean, you raise them to launch them, but it doesn't have to be a violent, rebellious ripping apart. And I'm just glad to hear you speak so positively about these years, because a lot of young parents especially, they fear the years that you're in now. And you built the foundation earlier, but now you're building a foundation for an adult peer-to-peer relationship that now I'm getting to enjoy with my kids. So pretty great.
That's what we're hoping. We tried to lay the right foundation when they were younger. And then I'm a youth pastor at heart, did youth ministry for almost a decade. And so now that my kids are youth ministry kids, I mean, it brings so much joy to my life to watch my kids love youth group, go to church, have experiences with the Lord at church camp. And then I get to be one of their youth pastors as well, which is just a gift. And I just think that's one of the things that God has set us up uniquely to do. I think when parents turn their kids over to be two youth pastors, two teachers, two coaches, man, I think that kids want their parents to be their youth pastors as well. And that requires, that's why I'm so grateful for the work that you guys do, because if we don't have anything inside of us, we don't have much to give them. But if we're just putting a little bit in us over the years, we can give them some. Phil, one of the things that I started doing is I read the Bible every 2 years. So I have a 2 year Bible reading. 1 year I would get behind, and then I would just be grinding to catch. I mean, reading the Bible in a year, I did it for probably 5 years.
You're moving to do that.
But you're moving, and just the season of life we were in and the time that we had. So I started moving to 2 years, and that allows me, if I miss a day, God's not mad at me. I'm not woefully behind, and I feel like I can really dive in. But what I started doing is getting a new Bible every 2 years, a nicer one. And that's my kid before they go into high school. That's their Bible. And so I'm the 2 years before they go into high school, I read their Bible. I make notes in it. I underline, I write prayers for my kids in it, because we might not always be able to have the conversations we need to have in the moment. But what I want them to have is this heritage in this Bible that, oh, my dad spent 2 years reading God's word, praying for me, thinking about me, and now this is my legacy to carry on.
That's so cool. I was just like 2 weeks ago with Crawford Loritz, who's just beloved friend and pastor for a long time here in Atlanta. I know you know Crawford. And he does the same thing. Now he's doing it for his grandkids.
Oh,
and
wow.
He's like, now we got so many grandkids. I can't skip a day anymore. So he's going through in a year, makes all his notes. And then I think it's when that child graduates from high school, they get one of Grandpa's Bibles.
Man, so cool. Such a legacy.
I was going to tell you about that when you started talking about it, and then you're already doing the same thing. So I don't know where
Sometimes we get something right.
Yeah, I don't know where I've been, but I got to do that. That just sounds fantastic.
Thank you for joining us for the Step Into the Story podcast, powered by Walk Through the Bible. We'd love to hear what you think by giving us a review on iTunes or Google Play. Also, don't miss a single episode by clicking the subscribe button. If you'd like more resources to help you explore and live God's word in your daily life, visit walkthrough.org. That's walkthrough.org. Walk Through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.